Yeah, hi Jerry, and hi to all the listeners. So we've had a busy week this week, Jerry. The people are getting on board slowly but surely. They're coming. So this week up to today now, what we have is we've 38 people changed over. The savings, the projected savings over the next 12 months for those people is we've gone over the 20 grand mark. It's 20,161 for the people who've actually changed over already, sent us on the bits and pieces. So it's great, great, very
Yeah,
positive.
that's brilliant. And you've got a whole cohort of people then who have been given contacted and are waiting or deciding whether they're going to switch over or not.
That's right. We've over 20,000 actually changed, but then there's another 25,759 worth of potential savings that is there for people if they want it, you know?
Yeah, so
So
sent back to
we're just
people's
waiting on
proposals
them.
and they're deciding whether they're going to go with it or not.
Exactly, or they might be just waiting for somebody to come along and open the meter for them to get the meter reading or send on their bank details or whatever little bits of information just to send them back to us so that we can actually change them over. Because at the moment, it's, I suppose, unrealized savings, or it's, it's not savings until you actually change over. Do you know,
Yeah.
they're still on the higher rates, but yep, so it's all good.
So, and in then over the 3 weeks of Operation Savings, you've got a larger figure of like potential savings that have been identified just in this short period.
Yeah, over the 3 weeks, like when you add up the two, there's over 45,000, just short of 46,000 worth of savings identified. So even in the current climate, with all the doom and gloom, or with prices rising and things, there is still savings to be had. You
Yeah,
know,
so
it's
on
still.
average, what's the average savings for an individual or some a customer that has kind of looked at it or taken an offer or talked to you about it?
Of the people we've changed so far, the average overall of them is 530 euro. But you have to remember that there might have been one or two, maybe farmers who are using a lot of power, making big savings added in there as well. But your average household, you're probably looking at somewhere in the region of 350 or thereabouts. Some are less, more or more, they're kind of 700, 600, depends on how much power they're using or how poor the deal is that they're on at the moment, you
Yes,
know.
yeah, that's the key
So,
point.
but
That
it's.
what you're finding is some people from the level of savings, some people are just on very bad deals at the moment for what they need.
And look, unfortunately, it's the people that don't change or the people that don't look at things, they're the ones paying the most, Jerry, unfortunately. You know, it's by shopping around that's where you get the better deals. But you have companies there that kind of people stay with them, they're loyal to them, and all this. But what they're getting for their loyalty is they're getting charged higher prices.
Yeah,
So,
yeah.
it does pay to change around. But look, we take all that hassle away from people, the hassle of checking the markets, checking the standing charges, checking all these things. We have the prices got already, so we can save them the phone calls or the hassle of changing over. We do it all for them, you
Yeah,
know.
and
So
to talk to me then about what's the biggest saving you've made for an individual of people who've come aboard.
So far, I have that here somewhere. Just, I think it's 2,561 is the 2,651 is the highest that we've actually changed over.
Sure.
But later on today, I have a feeling we're going to have there's a crowd saving around 3,500 altogether, and they've
Three and a
sent me
half
most of
thousand.
3,500. And they've sent me on most of what we need. We're just short one little piece, and that'll be going through hopefully later on today.
Yeah.
So
So for
they'll be your
everyone, look,
biggest.
you look at the 350, you look at the average of 530. It's kind of worth it for everyone. And then you look at the potential saving for some individuals or businesses or farmers or whoever they might be, is that makes a huge difference, that level of saving in a 12-month period, particularly in the context of the higher prices that everyone is having to pay at the moment.
Like anywhere people can save, look, it's better in their pocket than in the energy suppliers. And I mean, that's the whole idea of the initiative here that we're doing with yourselves over the month, is we're trying to keep as much money as possible in the listeners' pockets and in the local community. Because, if Jerry has an extra 100 euro that he's not spending this year, it's an extra 100 euro that Jerry might leave after him in the community. So, yes, you know, that's what it's all about. And it's dead money otherwise going to the electricity suppliers, and it's money that doesn't need to go to them, clearly.
Yeah, and the other figure you've identified, James, from interacting with people who've gotten in touch, and again, we'll talk in a moment how people can get in touch, but there's a very low number of people who are basically on the right bill and they can't have savings achieved.
That's right. Yeah, we found that it's just over 1 in 10, 1 point something in 10, who are being told, look, you're on a great deal. Now, it's still good news. If you send me your bill and I'm telling you, look, you're on a great deal, don't change it. Well, that's good news, isn't it?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's only 1 in 10, though, that are being told that, or they're being told, look, when's your contract up? Just check when your contract's up and we'll review it at that point. Do you know? So we're making a note of dates down the line where we can come back to people when the time is right, you know?
Sure, but, sure, yeah.
It's good news to know that you can't save money anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah. James, how do people get in touch if they want to sign up to this and have you look at their bills and see what they can save?
So, yeah, they can jump onto our website. That's www.billgenie.ie So www.billgenie.ie. They can email their bill if they want to hello@billgenie.ie billgenie.ie or they can give us a phone call if they want, or a WhatsApp to 086-102-5551. And just to remind people that some of the people that have proposals sent back, we have replied to everybody, or we've sent reviews back to everybody. So if you didn't get it, just check your junk or spam. It may be gone in there. If we have a phone number for you, we'll send you a text as well to let you know. But we've got back to everybody that's been in touch.
Yeah, so have a look at it, because it is totally and definitely worth your while. James, everyone's going to be keeping an eye, I suppose, on which way the prices go in terms of for the coming winter as well, the cost of it all, and whether it'll be any other price increases coming through. And I know everyone is going to be doing a bit more around the house in terms of, you know, finding out how much each individual appliance is using, what the heat's like in your home, you know, can you make savings that way? That's going on as well. But if you could do that, maybe change your usage patterns, but in association with getting the best deal, then it could make a real difference to the bottom line for people as we try and make it through the winter.
Absolutely, and all the little things will add up. I think, like I've said to you before, like we look at the standing charges, we look at the unit prices, and we look at the usage, and we'll match up the best package for them. People can take other initiatives themselves, be it getting solar PV in or cutting down what they're using, or like you say, looking at the different appliances and things like that. Every little bit will help, I guess. So it's not just doing any one thing will save it. It's a combination of all, everything you do will help.
You're still going to be, and I know you're talking with direct debit, you're still going to be in that cycle of you will be hit with increased bills. It's just about minimizing that as much as possible so that you don't you know, really suffer when it comes to the unfortunate change circumstances. We are we're in a much different place now than we were this time last year.
Absolutely. And I mean, look, it has to be pointed out as well, even the people that have changed over with us, right? The projected savings, that's versus the rate that you were on with your previous supplier. Look, even the people that have changed over, unfortunately, the prices are probably going to rise again, possibly even twice between now and the end of the year, right? But the projected savings that are there are real savings, but it's like, if the new supplier we put you with goes up, your other supplier would have gone up as well. So the savings is still the same versus your previous supplier.
What you would be paying from the... Yeah, exactly. Because they're all going up. And unfortunately, they're all going up in lockstep at the moment as the price of international wholesale gas continues to increase.
Across the board, So, but look, it's about getting on, I suppose, the best deals possible now before you head into the winter, into September, October, November, December, the higher bills, you know. So, doing as much as we can anyway.
Okay. Well, listen, James, thanks a million for the update. 1 week left. You're encouraging everyone to get involved. 5 days left to get involved. See what we can save for people in Kerry.
That's it, yeah. So we'll run it there till the end of August, which is the 31st. So let's close the business next Wednesday. And look, hopefully, you know, the people that have been sent reviews will hopefully get back in touch with us. But anyone that hasn't sent in their bill yet, there's still time, plenty of time. Send the bills on. We'll work through the weekend there if we have to. We'll get it all done and see how much we can save this time next week. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. James, that's great. We'll talk to you again next week. And thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, Jerry. Thank you.